How does a person's perspective change when Jesus is in their life? He said that he sees things different, because you don't see darkness anymore, but you see light. Is that the way it is? And how do we apply that? He said that he sees darkness differently because the light of Christ, because of the light of Christ. And so my question is, throwing it out, is how do we see things differently because of the light of Christ? And the person that's in darkness doesn't realize that it's a battle. Yeah. Yeah, and one of the things that I thought about when I was thinking about that question is that it's how we, when we talk to people, it's how we portray who we are. Without, I talked to somebody today and I said, I haven't seen you at church for a while. And I said, I'm not here to condemn you, but I just want to let you know, we're concerned about you. And the next question was, how's your new house? How's your house doing? Okay. It's fine, you know. But that was not my intent to condemn. It was my intent to know that we are concerned. Yeah, good point. Ray says, says, I'm the bread of life. And what does that really mean? It means that's who sustains us. That's really what, that's the nourishment that we get through the Spirit of life. He says, I am the light of the world. And I like the what Adam Hamilton just said, that, that a light put on a hill is going to shine. A light in a valley is going to shine. I am the gate of the sheep. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. You know, Jesus being the gatekeeper, and a lot of times I think that we look at that and it's an analogy though, but you see him letting people come into the fold, but you also see people going out of the fold. I don't think, and that's something I hadn't thought about a lot. But there are people that reject him, and when the gates open, they're going out. I am the resurrection and the life. We're going to celebrate that at the end of the month. His resurrection. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And in any other way, there is no life. I love the verse in John. He says, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And what gets me is if he could have just said, I have come that you have life. And that would have been pretty good, But he puts more abundantly in. That he wants, as we talked about last week with the wine jars, he wants people to live filled to the brim. A life of joy and happiness and peace and fulfillment. And then he says, I am the true vine. And to me, what that says is there's no life outside of that. And I think there's certainly enough scripture that would support that. There's a couple Old Testament scriptures that come up, and I wanted to take a look at them. And one of them is from Genesis 1, chapter 3. Had these marked in another Bible, and I walked off and left it lay on my desk at home. And God said, let there be light. And so light appeared. God saw how good the light was. God separated the light from the darkness. And then in verse 5, he says, God named the day, the light day, and the darkness night. There was evening and morning of the first day. And most people, it's easier to be scared when it's dark than it is when there's light. It's when it's light. And I think that's what Jesus was trying to say, is that where there's light, there's peace. Where there's darkness, there is no peace. And then in verse 16, God made the stars and two great lights, the larger light to rule over the day, and the smaller light to rule over the night. This talks in there several places about light. And then Exodus 13:31. There is no 31. I wrote down, I guess I wrote down the wrong one. I've heard a story about this Sunday school teacher, and she asked all the kids, they're given an assignment of reading Mark. And, you know, and she wanted them to read the 17th chapter of Mark. And so when they all come in the next week, she said, how many read the 17th chapter of Mark? About half the kids raised their hand. She let the other kids go outside. She kept those in there because there's only 16 chapters in Mark. I thought that was great. What a way to catch them. I do like what this whole idea of the light. And this Sunday we're going to talk about faith and some of the sayings of Jesus. But what is really truth? And what is right? And what makes what God said is truth, and what the world says is truth. It's amazing that we see grown men in a political debate lying about each other. It amazes me that we can't be we call ourselves Christians. I did a thing a few weeks ago. It was a men's group in February. And the topic was, what is the religious faith of the political candidates? And Rubio is Catholic. Ted Cruz is Baptist, Southern Baptist. Donald Trump claims to be a Presbyterian. John Kasich was a Catholic, and when his parents were killed by a drunk driver, he turned to Protestantism. Bernie Sanders is Jewish. Hillary Clinton is Methodist. Who's the other one I was thinking of? Ben Carson's a Seventh-day Adventist. And so they're all, you know, when we need a vote, we're a professing Christian. When we're standing up on a debate, we can call, you know, we can say all we want. It just, to me, is it's alarming that there is so much darkness where there needs to be a world of light, that we have so much darkness in people's lives. And one of the, and it's just, it's unbelievable in a way. But when you stop and think about it, if you let it bother you, it becomes overwhelming. And that's not what light is. Because light will, if you've got one candle in this room and it's dark, there's light. And that's what light does to darkness, is it illuminates it. So, any prayer requests that anyone